Let's talk about the wall, because this is one of your projects, as anybody who's been here over the last 6 years knows. I've only been here a year, but I can only imagine how long. I think, seriously, you started talking about this thing in September of last year. Anyway, so you mentioned tonight a little bit about the keynote speaker. You're fine. You're fine. Oh, you're good. You know, you mentioned tonight a little bit about the keynote speaker and some of the other featured speakers who will be there. Can you talk a little bit more about this person who is the keynote speaker who did serve in Vietnam?
Yeah, it's Brigadier General, retired Brigadier General Hal Fritz, Harold Fritz, but everybody who I've spoken to about him calls him Hal. When I was told about him. Obviously, he's a Medal of Honor recipient. I was told that it was something during Vietnam, a mission that he was on, and something happened. Well, recently, I actually read the bio on it, and a little bit of just some small details. He was in a convoy that was traveling to a location, and when they were going, the convoy came under attack. It was an immense attack. I guess immediately he was injured. He was injured, not gravely, but he was injured pretty badly. The convoy stopped because of the damage, and I mean, everything kind of came to a halt, and they were under severe fire immediately, recognizing that they didn't have the ability to communicate with each other, and the outlook was just going downhill at the time. He risked his own life going from vehicle to vehicle. And if you read the bio that was written about him for the Medal of Honor ceremony, speaks about how, you know, it was done on where the enemy could see him. So all of a sudden he'd start running and they would see an opportunity to try to get him. But recognize if I don't do this, we'll never make it out of here. So we went from vehicle to vehicle. First of all, I guess formulated a plan, went from vehicle to vehicle, telling everybody what the plan was. And then they started executing the plan, started working well, and they started to drive back the forces. Then the enemy got a second wave of support in, and the firefight became that much worse. When it did, there were quite a few injuries, I'm sure casualties. He personally jumped up on one of the vehicles with a machine gun on top and began firing. And according to the bio, it was that moment when he did, it turned the tide enough to allow his those in his platoon to begin effectively driving back the enemy. And according to that research that I did, the only reason those that came back from that did so was because of him. So he lives in Peoria, and we're fortunate to have him in the area. I've yet to speak with him personally. The person who our contact is, Justin Hale, and Justin is came to me a couple of years ago and asked him if I'd help him with this. Justin has been speaking with him, and I'm going to be calling Ms. Fritz here real soon, just because as we go up to it, I want to speak with him personally. And besides that, he's been very instrumental just in the area. He does a lot of speaking engagements. He keeps people making sure that Vietnam POWs are in everybody's thoughts, and that we don't just forget about those. So we're fortunate to have him. We're fortunate to be able to listen to him on that day. We're not putting a time limit on him. We think that the ceremony should take, the opening ceremony should take somewhere around an hour. But when it gets to him, you know, whatever he'd like to say, and we'll be happy to listen. Before him, Clayton Mushan. Clayton was the, I will have to look up his title. I know General is in the title, but I can't remember the exact title, and I don't want to say it incorrectly. With the Air Force, Army Air Guard is where I know that he spent most of his time. If you look at his experience, his education, the awards that he's had, it's immense. And it just the amount of effort and work that he's done for our government is incredible. besides that, he owns a law firm. He's an attorney here in East Peoria, and East Peoria is lucky to have him as a citizen. I've not known Mr. Fritz, but I've known Mr. Mushan for years, known of him for years, and have some family friends that are very close with each other. He has an incredible reputation. I mean, obviously, you'd have to be a certain moral character and ethical character to get to where he was, but he is certainly, East Peoria should be proud to be able to say that, you know, he's from here. So his law firm is bottom of Line I Drive, and so he's always right here in town. I ran into him about a year ago, maybe a little bit before that, and he was telling me, we were talking about going out to Washington, D.C. and taking the family. And he said, man, Dan, before you try too soon, because I'm going to be retiring. I'd love to be out there when you guys come and show you around some things. And unfortunately, we didn't get to go, but I know he's still very active, and he likes to talk about what he's been involved with. And there are quite a few things that, if you look at his bio as well, that has just been very, it's great to hear or to say that, you know, Clayton's from East Peoria. I mean, it makes me proud that someone like that is from East Peoria.
So the opening ceremony will be the 23rd or the 24th?
The wall is coming in on the 23rd around 10. It's going to be right out here. And then on the 24th, 24 hours later, actually 26 hours later, is when the ceremony is going to start.
So noon on the 24th.
Noon on the 24th, yes. And then we are going to have a few things with the ceremony. We're going to have the, I think it's called the Missing Man Table place setting. I have it written down. It's a missing man they set up a table, and it's a like a place setting thing. I wish I could remember it. Just having a my brain's not working correctly, but it is a very touching, I guess, event, and we're gonna have that at the beginning of the ceremony as well. We're gonna have area honor guard do the posting of the colors on that day. We have one of our East Peoria can I say kids? She's 14 now. She's going to be playing the national anthem on a violin. The reason she's doing that is she's the one that plays the national anthem every time we go out to the honor flight. She's a firefighter's daughter here in town. So her name is Lise Ahrens, and she's her dad said that she obviously would be willing to do it. She does a great job, and we're looking forward to that. Besides that, I'll probably be there just to introduce people. Mayor Cole's going to give a welcome to East Peoria. It's a great benefit that he is a Marine Corps veteran of a foreign war as well. So he's going to speak. Then over the next couple days, it's mainly just going to be allowing people to come see it. We're not going to have a lot of fanfare and parades and things like that. One is because we didn't know what all we should do with COVID. We didn't know where we should go with it, what we should try to create. So it's going to be the wall, inviting everybody down to see it. And then on Sunday, the closing ceremony, as long as we can get it approved, we're working through the approval process right now, but we're trying to get approved the ability to have it is an honor guard team from the United States Army. A friend of mine who works through the National Guard recruiting, he's working on trying to get them for us. But we're believing, we have faith that we will be able to get them in town for that event. If so, that'll be pretty neat, because besides the retirement of the colors, possibility of doing a flag folding, although there are some questions about that. I want to talk to them about what they would like to see done. But the 21 gun salute would be really neat. And then we have an area person that's going to finish with taps. And then think of the best way to end the day. Now, if that's going to happen at noon on Sunday, and when that's over, it's not like we're just taking it down. I think the plan will be to begin taking down around 3 or so Sunday afternoon to give us plenty of time to get it down, but We don't want to just, as soon as that's over, you know, start taking apart. So we want people, like, last minute still be able to spend plenty of time. Now, something else, we will have some resources there throughout the event to assist veterans who are maybe dealing with emotional or psychological issues. And we're thankful that they are able to be with us and help us through that as well.
Who's providing that service?
Oh, man, I knew you were going to ask that, and I can't remember. I could get you the name of that. There's a Peoria organization, a Springfield organization that actually spoke with us. But it is through, I'm sorry, they do work with the VA. But also, many times we found out that veterans who have been, like, in contact with Agent Orange, maybe, or something else that was done in Vietnam and is causing them problems today, a lot of them don't realize that there are benefits that the government has for them that many of them don't take advantage of. So we have representatives here that will be able to assist them with that. We've had just great support, offerings of support from so many organizations, like the Purple Heart organization, just having them want to be involved as well. I mean, these are people that we should be honoring them, and they're wanting to honor the people that are on that wall.
Very quickly, last question. Anybody who wants to volunteer for this, are you still taking volunteers?
Absolutely. Probably the best way to get to me, if you'd like to volunteer, is through my city email. That's probably the best. And it's DanielDecker@cityofeastpeoria.com. We are taking volunteers for just assistance with helping people find names on the wall. And you don't have to know how to do it ahead of time. The people there will show you how to do it, and as time goes on. I'm going to be there quite a bit. Justin's going to be there quite a bit. There are two people that are going to be bringing the wall. They're going to be there quite a bit, making sure that they can kind of assist with the volunteers. Besides that, at all times, we need to have at least two people on security, quote-unquote security. We spoke about this morning, not someone who's going to, tackle people or anything like that if someone chooses to try to deface the wall or something. But they will simply be there to be the eyes and ears of our police, and our police here in East Peoria is awesome. I can only imagine while it's going on that obviously they'll be in patrol anyway, but I imagine that they will probably keep an officer close at all times. And I certainly wouldn't want to be a person that would try to deface that with our officers. Our officers, they're patriots. They believe in things like that should not be messed with. So,
excellent. Thank you so much.